This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:15 now. Chilly start to this Wednesday morning, December 11th. Christmas morning, 2 weeks from today. So you better start getting ready if you haven't already. It is chilly. Right now, if your average temperature is in the area, it's 45 degrees. Feels like 31 going up to 58. Tomorrow is going to be pretty much the same thing. I get a text that pops up. The light at Severn Airline is flashing red for all sides. Traffic starting to build. That should be treated as a four-way stop sign, just for everybody that doesn't know that. And we're going to talk about vaping now with Dr. Stephen Cantrell, Program Director of Pulmonary Critical Care Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay, sir. I think this is very important because once you start anything, it's hard to stop, right? And bad habits, I don't care if it's a golf swing. I don't care if it's bad eating habits, whatever it is, it's hard to stop, especially if there is an addictive component to it. Let's talk about teens and vaping. For people that don't know, what exactly is vaping, Doc?
So vaping is something that when it first started, it was called e-cigarettes, right? But that's the language you use now is vaping for these devices that are currently super popular, disposable, full of nicotine, and create a vapor that looks like smoke and have flavors. And so vaping is very popular now and refers basically to the electronic form of the cigarette.
And I don't want to get too far into the weeds on this, but I am interested scientifically about you're burning something or you're not burning something, and it's not smoke, but what exactly is secondhand wise, and what's going into your lungs and all of that stuff?
Yeah, you know, these were designed to look like a cigarette in terms of the smoke part of it, and to contain nicotine. So they're incredibly addictive, and it looks like smoke when you exhale after you've drawn in from the vape device. But in the case of tobacco cigarettes, you've got 7,000 chemicals full of carcinogens. In the case of the vape, there are just a few chemicals in there that we know will make something that looks like smoke. It's not smoke, but it looks like it. But in a vape, you've got two chemicals that make the smoke component. You've got the nicotine, and you've got flavorings. Those are the components. And when you heat them up, they're not burned like the combustible cigarette, but they're heated up, and that can change the chemicals that are in there that may in themselves be dangerous or not. But once they're heated, they turn into other things that we have less control over that may well cause injury.
Yeah. Keep in mind, I got a D in chemistry because I could kick the football, and that is not a lie. But I honestly don't know much about this. But when it comes to your lungs, when you're smoking a cigarette, are you in essence smoking your lungs like you would a piece of meat on a grill or something like that? And what's the difference between your lungs and what goes on in there with the, I think it's cilia and everything else inside of your lungs, or the whatever you call those things, and the vape that you're putting in there?
Yeah, so there are really two things, right? One is the cigarette that we all know about that we've had for 100 years, that actually the smoking rates now are as low as they've been in 100 years. That is, it's hard to make something more dangerous to your lungs than a cigarette. The vape, it contains chemicals that when those have been studied, this is all a new science, mm-hmm. those will damage the components of your lung, including the cilia, including elements of your defense against infection. So there are ways in which vapes can injure the lung. But one of the scariest thing about vapes and the lungs is that you remember before the COVID pandemic, that year before, there was an outbreak of lung damage, people ending up in the intensive care unit on ventilators from vaping. And that was a kind of a specific problem with these THC vapes that had vitamin E in them and put people in the intensive care unit. Since then, the damage to the lungs, it's just unpredictable. That was a dramatic example where it was very common to have lung injury. But we've taken care of people in the last few months who seem to have had a reaction to a vape that was lethal. And so it's a little bit of Russian roulette. The vaping experience may cause a little damage to your lungs, or it may cause quite a lot.
What age of the patients are you talking about there, doctor? Young people?
Yeah, young people, right? So here's some good news about vaping, which is that in 2019, actually, when that happened, people became much more aware that there was a danger here. And of course, there's been a lot of work to try to control access to vape devices. But the vaping in 2019 was it was just under 30%. And now currently in 2024 nationwide, it's under 8%. So trying to get some control over this in high schoolers. But right now, what's sold in convenience stores, basically in gas stations, 80% of that shouldn't be on the shelves. It's been a really hard thing to enforce. Very little of what's sold currently in this country is approved for sale.
And I was going to ask you that, but then again, when you go to cigarettes that are sold, they shouldn't be on the market either, really, right? In terms of... I'm not trying to make a political or economic judgment.
Let's just make a math argument. So just under 500,000 people are dying of tobacco-related diseases every year in the U.S. So in the last 10 years, that's 5 million people. Let's do a back-of-the-napkin calculation. Each one of those people lost 10 to 20 years of life. So we're talking about 50 million to 100 million life years in the United States in the last 10 years lost to cigarettes. So, fair enough. You could say it's political, but it's just stunning that we allow that to happen. So nicotine is among the three most addictive substances that we know. The other two, cocaine and heroin.
Let me put it this way. If tobacco was a new product and they were attempting to have that, get that into the marketplace, there's no way the FDA would approve it, would they?
Yeah, well, it's unbelievably dangerous. And so okay. The question about vapes is, the two questions. One is, can they actually decrease the chance of dying from cigarettes? Yeah, if you switch from cigarettes to vapes, that's a step in the right direction. Because as I said, it's hard to make something more dangerous than a cigarette. Should there be companies selling nicotine products to our children? That's where business, the business of nicotine addiction is going on. And so, you've got problems in the lungs. The biggest problem that we don't really understand well in the youth would be, what are the effects on the developing brain if you're giving somebody access to one of the most addictive substances that we know about? What does that do to craving, to your mood, to impulsive behavior? There are a lot of things that we don't know.
We'll pick it up there when we come back. Doctor, we'll pick it up there when we come back. I hate to interrupt you, but we got to get to traffic. We'll pick it up, the effects on the brain and there and the other things we don't know. Dr. Stephen Cantro, our guest, program director of pulmonary critical care medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. 722 traffic, WWL. All right, 728 and a half. Quickly back to Dr. Stephen Cantro, Program Director of Pulmonary Critical Care Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. We're talking about vaping and effects on the brain long-term with kids. We don't know. Doc, I just got to get this in. My dad quit high school at 16 to go fight in World War II, got addicted to cigarettes, had COPD. And for people that think, you got to die of something, the last week of his life was spent vomiting blood in and out of consciousness. So it's not a pretty death. It's not a quick, painless death, just for those of you that are on the fence about whether you should quit smoking or not. Let me ask you this, Doc, before we wrap it up. When it comes to, and I'm getting texts about marijuana, vapes, and so forth, is it the nicotine? Is it the materials in the vape? Is it the vape itself that you're putting into your lungs? Do you want to put any moisture like that in your lungs? Take me through that if you can.
Yeah, so I think a little context here is helpful. So if you're a, if you for those out there who have children, there's no way that you can know whether or not your children are vaping. If my child smokes a cigarette, I'll know the second they walk in the door. So you don't know if somebody's vaping. And among children, if you're vaping nicotine, there's no benefit at all. There's no idea that there's a benefit of that. And so they're really only exposed to the risk. And the risk is that they're inhaling chemicals that are heated, that are not something that we have more than, you know, this last decade of experience with, that can, as I said earlier, cause damage out of the blue. The nicotine is the problem because it's the addictive part. And it's the problem for young people because we don't know what it's going to do developmentally to their brain. The other chemicals are along for the ride, but there are two kinds of injury or damage or problem here. One is the addiction and the way it affects the developing brain. That's the nicotine part, and that's why they're sold. And the other is the chemicals that are come along that can certainly cause some damage over time, and in some cases cause dramatic lethal damage.
So this substance that you're inhaling, that's what I'm trying to get a handle on, this voluminous vapor, whatever it is. How is that generated? Where does that come from? Is that from something being heated?
Yeah, it is. And it's the two chemicals that are in there they're thought to be inert, meaning they're not thought to cause any particular interaction in other sort of medical circumstances. But there's no precedent really for inhaling these heated chemicals, the ones that make smoke, daily throughout the day for many years. You know, it took 20 years for the dangers of tobacco smoking to become evident, and they were enormous. The risks related to vaping are unfolding for us now. And again, for no particular benefit. If you're a cigarette smoker and you have an option between smoking cigarettes and vaping nicotine vapes, then you should move over while you're talking to your doctor and taking the best treatment available, which is Vreniclan. One of the brand names is Chantix. You don't need to want to quit. You just need to want to change your relationship with cigarettes. If they're tapping you on the shoulder and saying it's time for a smoke, start Vreniclan. It'll change the way you feel about them. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Doc, we're late for news here. We got to go. But I want you to come back on because I'm very passionate about this, having watched my dad and the way he ended his life. And,
yes, sir.
And people think it's going to be a quick, painless death. You know what I'm saying? They say you're going to have to die from something, and they don't know what's ahead for them. So we'll do it again. Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
You bet. I appreciate it. Dr. Yep. Stephen Cantro with Program Director of Pulmonary Critical Care Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans. Way late. Time now, WWL First News. Ian Ozan.